The Pocahontas County Board of Education meeting on October the 1st was at the Greenbank Elementary Middle School. It began with a local school improvement council meeting, followed by a lengthy meeting with the staff at the school. The board listened to and considered their ideas and concerns. One of the most mentioned and discussed items of concern involved the elimination of an itinerant special education aide/classroom aide position at the school. They explained to the board that the loss of this position puts a lot of extra work and stress on the teachers and has a negative impact on the students. The board members were concerned with this and explained that this was done because of financial necessity. Some of the other issues discussed by the staff involved communications, the lack of adequate professional development and collaboration opportunities for teachers, and the fact that the staff are pleased with the school's new principal, Julie Shiflett. At the regular meeting, Superintendent Beam reported that Radford University has provided a grant to offer a free individualized continuing education program for teachers in Appalachia, and this opportunity is available for Pocahontas County teachers on a first-come, first-served basis. He also mentioned that liability questions have been raised about the board's property near the green boxes in Greenbank, and he has been consulting with their attorney, Jason Long, about this. Later, during the matters of the board session, Joe Walker mentioned that one of his concerns with the property is that they have found deer stands on it, indicating people have possessed firearms on school property, perhaps not even realizing it is school property. Some suggestions offered were to take down the for sale sign and place signage informing people of the no weapons policy. Emmett Doolittle, the student representative to the board, talked about the recent homecoming events and the Spirit Week at PCHS. After approving of routine financial matters, the board voted to hire the Thrasher Group as architects for the 2020 major improvement project at Greenbank Elementary Middle School. The board placed the expense reimbursement policy on a 30-day comment, approved an agreement with the Success for All Foundation regarding power teaching, authorized Marty Blose, a volunteer co-teacher of the ham radio class at Greenbank Elementary Middle School, to mount radio antennas on school grounds, approved Paul Morganian as a volunteer robotics coach at PCHS, and approved Devin and Dustin Simmons as volunteer archery coaches for the middle schools and the high school, and approved the parent community volunteers for this school year. The board approved the superintendent's goals for this school year, which include developing a more informative website, collaboration with the Comprehensive Educational Facilities Plan Committee, providing the resources necessary for extended teacher collaboration with the focus on improving structural strategies and student learning, and developing the leadership skills of the principals to enable them to take ownership of problems without direct involvement by the superintendent. They also approved of personnel actions, a list of which can be found with this story on our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.